Well, there's no shortage of ag issues on Capitol Hill, and you did bring that up. The most recent decision was in North Dakota to put a temporary injunction in place on waters of the U.S., which is now being called the Clean Water Rule by the EPA. There was some confusion initially that might affect all 50 states and kind of put that on hold, but apparently not.
I think that's right. I'm not a lawyer, which is actually one of the more popular things I say. I'm not a lawyer, but my understanding is only the states involved in that case, 13 states, fortunately including Missouri, and then only until some higher federal judge decides that, well, no, we don't want to put a hold on this. I hope we can continue to stay out of this. This is a huge obstacle for our farmers and ranchers and builders and county officials trying to take care of right-of-way and repair bridges and do other things. We need to not have this rule go into effect. It is a stretch way beyond where the EPA should be. The Clean Water Act passed in the early 1970s gave the EPA some jurisdiction over navigable waters. And the constitutional hook there is that navigable means you can move something on it. That's interstate commerce. That's one of the reasons for the Constitution in 1787. So there's a constitutional argument that the federal government has some jurisdiction here. I think there is no argument that all the water in the country that can run into navigable water is somehow navigable water. It will slow our economy down. It will make it hard for us to compete. It will cost jobs, and it won't serve much of a purpose on the other end because it's just too much to ask any government agency to be in charge of. If you think you're having a hard time now getting something done through the EPA or the Corps of Engineers or even Missouri DNR, wait till suddenly they're trying to deal with everything that involves every drop of water in the country. In our state, the jurisdiction would be about 95 to 99% of all the land in the state would be under their definition of navigable waters. And let me say one other thing, too. On this topic, you know, I think ultimately the EPA, the courts will ultimately find, as the North Dakota court did initially, well, it appears that they really don't have the jurisdiction to do this. But if that goes all the way to the Supreme Court, that takes a couple of years. If the rule has been in effect for a couple of years, what happens is people make a lot of economic decisions that aren't good ones, but they have to be made to comply with this rule or pay huge penalties. We need to put a delay on this rule for the whole country until people understand that both the water rule and, in our case, the so-called clean power rule that will dramatically impact our utility bills, people really understand how little is to be gained and how much cost for families and opportunity is going to be had if these rules are allowed to go into effect. That's why I've sponsored legislation that's in the appropriation bills right now that no money can be spent, not a drop of ink, not a phone call, nothing can be spent to implement these rules. And we should hold to that standard until the American people have a chance to look at the guy who appoints the EPA director, the man or woman that does that. And the next president needs to be part of that debate in who's going to lead our country 2 years from now.
So is that the best congressional fix, is to try to stop the money?
It's the best congressional fix with this president, because you'd have to put that effort to try to stop the money in an appropriations bill. While the president didn't like that, he would sign that bill in spite of the fact that it's in there. There's no way the president, I think, would ever sign a law that said the EPA can't do this. Now, we ought to have a law that requires me to vote on every rule and regulation. I've supported that legislation for years. In the last couple of Congresses, Rand Paul and I have co-sponsored that legislation so that any rule that has significant economic impact has to come to the Congress. The Congress has to vote to approve it. And if that happens, not many of these rules would go into effect, not just because I'd vote against them in many cases, but because people in Congress wouldn't want to go home and explain why the impact of these rules is what it is. It's nice to attack the EPA when you don't have to take responsibility. I think the Congress should take responsibility.
Thank you, Senator.
Good to be with you.
Thank you.